Welcome to the Power of Progress podcast, where we talk about mindset, motion, and momentum. We get you from thinking to doing, turning your thoughts into actions. Let's break through your barriers so you can achieve your goals. I am your host, Scott Friedman, and let's get started. Welcome back, Power of Progress people, the triple P out here, actually quadruple P if I do Power of Progress podcast people, alliterations for you. So today is the 101st episode of the podcast. Funny how like everyone, oh my God, 100, it's amazing. Then you get to 101 and it's like, okay, cool, like great. Like, let us know when another milestone hits like 150 or 200. Like no one cares at the 101 mark, kind of weird. But I'm using this as an opportunity to give you an analogy for what I've been talking about previously is, okay, you know, I hit my 100th episode. Awesome. I guess I'm done, right? Like that was my goal. I hit it. That's it. Okay, now what? I guess I can just like, you know, take a break from recording for a few days, maybe miss a few episodes, just kind of take a break from it. Don't, you know, just not really do anything. I hit the goal, right? So that's it. Everything's over. I completed it. I'm kind of done. Okay, so that's it. Bye. So, okay, that's one way to look at it. Or the other way to look at it is my goal was to put out podcasts. And obviously, I wanted to reach 100 as a milestone, but the goal was never to get specifically to 100. The goal is to, you know, just to do this and make this a habit and a discipline and keep putting out content on a regular basis and make it part of, you know, all the content that I'm creating and just make it part of what I do. That's the goal. Now, obviously, it's a nice achievement to hit 100 in the short amount of time that I did. I should probably, I might hit 200 before the 1 year mark at this pace, I believe. It's close. So the question becomes, what am I talking about here? Like, okay, so you're going to keep going, Scott. So what? Well, this is an exact analogy. What I'm talking about is why setting almost hyper-specific goals on, you know, I want to lose weight, right? Like everyone has their goal. I want to lose 30 pounds. I want to lose 40 pounds. I want to do this. I want to bench this amount. I want to lift this amount. I want to do X, Y, and Z. Okay, that's great. But what happens when you get there? What happens? What happens when you get there, right? Like that's the question is, do you just stop? You've reached the top of the mountain. You've achieved what you wanted to achieve. Okay. So a lot of people at this point in their weight loss goal, if they lose the 30 or 40 pounds, they don't really know what's next. They were so committed to this goal for so long that they don't know what to do. They don't have this driving force behind them anymore. And it causes all sorts of chaos because now it's like, oh, well, I guess now that I've achieved this goal, I guess I can have this piece of cake like as a celebratory cake. And the next thing you know, their diet kind of falls off track. You're not motivated or I guess disciplined as much anymore because you reached the goal. There's nothing pushing you. And then you wind up back where you started for the most part. Now, again, this isn't every time. There's plenty of people out there who once you achieve one goal, you focus on another one. And they have these constant new goals. So once I hit 100, okay, now 200, now 300, now 400. I just keep going. Once you lose 40 pounds, okay, now I'm going to sculpt my arms. I'm going to sculpt my legs. And there's constantly a new goal. And that's one way to do it. So you have two kind of normalized ways of doing it. Whereas my way is, it's kind of the second way, but more higher level. So I think of it as a, if you have a goal, I make the objective to live a healthier lifestyle. And one of my goals in that objective is to lose 40 pounds, okay? And then another goal could be to get a six-pack. Another goal could be to, you know, to get more definition in the thighs and all that stuff, right? Like, just you add goals. And it's not so much this, like, anticipatory, if that's even a word, like, stressor. That's like, okay, what's the next goal? What's the next goal? Not like a rabbit looking for food or something. It's like, you know what I mean? Or a dog looking for food. Like, it's... No, this is another thing that I'm going to do, and it's very calm. So I think that my difference is like the mentality of I'm calm as I reach my goals, and I can look back and reflect, And I'm not worried about the next specific goal because I know I've created the discipline. I know that this is what I'm doing from now on versus, okay, I lost 40 pounds. Now what? What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? Now what? Now what? Now you see the mindset shift there as I'm very calm. Okay, I reached 100. Now what? Well, I got to keep going. I analyze where I'm at. You know, how many countries am I in? How many downloads do I have? Am I where I want to be? Has it yielded the results I want to have? And then I kind of can shift my perspective and move forward and create more. If your goal is to just be healthy and you lose 40 pounds, great. You feel good about that. It's awesome. Now, the next part is, okay, well, that's part of the healthy lifestyle. Now I need to make sure I focus on this or not stop on this and not stop on this. And you don't stress yourself out on the next thing you can do. It's just, okay, another thing I can do to help myself with the healthy lifestyle is X, Y, and Z. Now, I'm not saying you can't have multiple goals and be driven toward those goals and really want to push yourself and do all that. That's not what I'm saying, okay? So don't get it twisted. What I'm saying is don't over stress and get anxious on just goal after goal after goal. And if you set a goal, make sure that like that's not that the goal doesn't just end and you stop what you're doing and revert back. Okay, so that's really what I'm saying in this message. I know it can be a little convoluted there because my way and the second way that I mentioned is very similar. The difference is how you go about doing it. In the second way, it's, you know, we both have multiple goals in mind, but in the first way that I talked about, it's okay, I'm running around with my head cut off, like a chicken with the head cut off. And the second way, I'm just, I am continuing on. There's no change in my day and I continue to make content, continue to lose weight, continue to improve myself and just make adjustments on the way. So it's just a matter of changing perspective. So that's the idea. So yeah, 100th episode was great, but that never was the specific end goal. I wasn't like, okay, 100 episodes and I'm done recording forever. I hit my goal. I'm officially rich and famous. I can't do it. That never was the goal. The goal was just, okay, if I can do 100 episodes in give or take, let's see, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. So in give or take 6.5 months or so, like that's a good goal. Before the new year, that's a great goal to have of my objective of to put out content on a regular basis. Okay. And obviously my objective is more specified than that, but you get the point. So that being said, make sure that you're not just ambitious or you're hungry for a specific goal in mind if it doesn't have to do with changing your life. Okay. If you're not willing to make the changes in your life for the long term after the goal's over, you're not probably not going to succeed in the long run. You might see mild success, but a lot of people will lose 50, 60 pounds and then gain it all back because once they hit that goal, okay, well, I hit that goal, now what? And they don't have to do. Or it could be a career thing. It could be a relationship. It doesn't really matter, but you want to think about it from a macro perspective of changing your life for the better long-term forever. Not something that once you're done doing it, you're done and you can revert back to what you were doing before. Because whatever you're doing before wasn't working. It's all of these new things that you're doing are the things that are making it work. So you never want to revert back. You want to be a better person and make progress throughout time as you do it and never revert back. And that is the message for today. And if you're someone who has reverted back in the past too, okay, you lost 30 pounds, but then gained it all back and you don't know how to stay on track, you may need the 10-minute method. It's the method I teach. It's my coaching program right there. 10-minute method to get you on track. It's a mental program that teaches you and creates a physical manifestation. So if you're someone who's interested in that, who wants to see results significantly faster, or at minimum wants to just have some actionable items to take away from a conversation, get on my calendar, myprogresscall.com. Myprogresscall.com. Get on the calendar and let's see if we can work together one-on-one. Worst case scenario, you leave with some actionable items, actionable result, actionable methods that you could take with you to achieve your goal significantly faster. Okay. Otherwise, have a great rest of your day and I'll talk to you on the next one. All right. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you like today's show, do me a favor and hit the follow or subscribe button and leave a 5-star review so more people like yourself can start building momentum towards their goals. Also, if you are interested in my 10 minutes to take off method, where I teach you to master your first 10 minutes and soar to victory, then book a call on my calendar at myprogresscall.com. Myprogresscall.com. Otherwise, have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you next time.